18 after 7, Cameron Smith is a classic car owner. Cameron, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross and Russell. How are you going?
Good. You've got your classic Ferrari back. Tell us the tale. When was it stolen?
Well, I can't tell you exactly when it was stolen, but I can tell you at 5:30 last night when I was leaving work that I went down to the car park and it was gone. Yeah. So first thing I did was got onto the police, as you can imagine. Well, I got onto Centre Security and then the police. Spent about an hour talking to them. Then I was on the phone to Shannon's for about half an hour as I was driving home. So at that point I thought I was never going to be seen again.
Okay, so give us the background. What sort of Ferrari is it?
So it's a mid-70s Ferrari 400. So it's not a very common car. There's only sort of maybe 300 or 400 in the world, so you don't see them very often. And I certainly thought this one was gone.
Righto, so you spoke to the police, you spoke to Shannon's, you resigned yourself to the fact that you're never going to see your beloved 1970s Ferrari again. Then you made a decision.
Yeah, well, I was sitting at home and I'd poured myself a stiff drink, thought all I could do was done, and then I thought, you know, it won't hurt to reach out to the social media network. So I'm a member of a car club called Highball, and so I thought I'll put it out to those guys and see, you never know, right? And then a good friend, Damien Corney, he's got a business called Graphico, and he's got quite a wide following. He posted it on his Instagram, and it might have only been 20 or 30 minutes, and he sent me a screenshot of a text message from a guy saying, "I saw that car yesterday. It's in a car park in Clayton." And at the same time, Damien's messaging this guy, "Give us your name, your phone number." 2 minutes later, I'm in the car talking to this guy, Tony, and he said, 100%, mate, it's your car, same rego, and it's sitting down there now. And he sent his cousin down there to sit with the car to make sure it didn't get pinched or moved again. And 20 minutes later, I'm standing next to it in my pyjamas waiting for the police to turn up.
So it's in a car park at Clayton, like what, a public car park?
Yeah, it's a place called M City. It's a new development down near Blackburn Road and Princess Highway, and it's a huge car park. And it's sitting in the basement car park, unlocked, and the ignition barrel's all drilled out. But otherwise, it seems to be in okay nick.
Is it still there?
By the time the police found a tow truck that could get it out of the car park, that was about 1:30, and it's now in their compound waiting to be fingerprinted.
So what? So the first time you knew it was missing was 5:30 p.m. When did you get a message saying, "Oh no, it's in a car park in Clayton"? When was that?
Oh, I reckon that was about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
3 hours.
I reckon between the time of going on social media and me getting a call saying this is your car, it was less than an hour.
Some fantastic social policing. Is there CCTV at the Clayton car park?
Yeah, absolutely there is. There's one right in front of where it was parked. So, fingers crossed, the police certainly went around and got all the details of all the cameras, and they're confident they'll get some footage. It's just whether or not they'll be able to identify the guys because of masks and, caps and hoodies and all that sort of stuff. Who knows? But they'll certainly be seen.
What an amazing story. Well, Cameron, what was your personal assessment that your Ferrari would be found by a bloke called Tony?
It was zero. I was sitting there having a drink, thinking I don't even know how I'm going to get to sleep tonight. I was pretty annoyed, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And when Damien sent me this this message, I thought, come on, it's going to be a joke or somebody's just having a lend. But and then Tony's a great guy, and he said 100%, mate, we saw it there and thought it's an odd place for it to be. And he happened to be, the odds of him being a follower of Graphico, and he just said, I'll get on to these guys and see if I can help. It was fantastic.
That is absolutely, what a great yarn. And the police have currently got it because they'll be checking out for dabs and the like. They'll be checking in the CCTV, and they may well. I tell you what, you found it quickly. They might have someone under arrest pretty quickly too. Mm.
That would be very nice. I'd like to see that.
Well done, Cameron. Cameron Smith, classic car owner.